Open almost any AI system and listen to how it talks. A spam filter does not say, "This is spam." It says 98% spam. A medical imaging model does not say tumor. It says 0.91. A recommender does not say, "You will like this." It ranks 1,000 things by how likely you are to click. A large language model picks its next word by sampling from a probability over the whole vocabulary. None of these systems deals in certainty. They all deal in degrees of belief, and the machinery for reasoning carefully about degrees of belief is statistics and probability. That is what this track is about, and it is why it comes early. You do not need statistics to use a chatbot, but you need it the moment you want to understand one, to read what a confidence score actually claims, to know whether a model's reported accuracy is impressive or meaningless, to tell a real improvement from random noise. This opening lesson does not teach anyone technique. It gives you the map, what statistics is for, how its two halves divide the work, where each idea in this track resurfaces inside AI, and the one habit of mind that ties it all together, why I cannot escape uncertainty. A natural first reaction is that uncertainty is a flaw, something a good enough system should engineer away. It is not. Uncertainty is built into the problem for two reasons that never go away. First, AI learns from a sample, never the whole world. A model trained to recognize cats has seen a few million photos, not every cat that exists or ever will. It generalizes from what it saw to what it has not, and that leap is always a bet. Second, the world is noisy. Two patients with identical charts have different outcomes. Two customers with identical histories make different choices. Even a perfect model of the underlying pattern cannot make a noisy outcome certain. So an AI system that reported only hard yes or no answers would be lying about how much it actually knows. The honest move, and the useful one, is to report a degree of belief and to be calibrated about it. When a model says 70%, it should be right about 70% of the time. Probability is the language for stating those degrees of belief precisely, and statistics is the discipline for checking whether they hold up against reality. The two directions, probability and statistics. People use statistics and probability as one phrase, but they run in opposite directions, and seeing the difference clears up most of the confusion. Probability runs forward. You start with a model of how chance behaves and ask what data to expect. If a coin is fair, how often will I see 10 heads in a row? If the disease affects 1 in 100 people, how many positives will a screening turn up? You know the rules, you predict the data. Statistics runs backward. You start with data you actually observed and ask what model could have produced it. I flipped a coin 20 times and got 16 heads. Is it fair? Users who saw the new layout bought more. Is that a real effect or just luck? You have the data. You infer the rules. AI lives on both sides of this street. When a trained model produces a prediction with a confidence, that is probability running forward. Given the pattern it learned, here is what it expects. When engineers ask whether version B of a model is genuinely better than version A, that is statistics running backward. Given the results we measured, what can we conclude about the true difference? Hold on to this split. Phases 2 and 3 of this track are mostly the forward direction. Phase 4 is the backward direction, the one that decides whether an AI system actually works. A field guide to the rest of the track. Here is where each idea you are about to learn shows up once you leave the textbook and look at a real system. Describing data, phase 1. Before a model learns anything, someone looks at the data, its center, its spread, its shape, which features move together. A feature that is mostly one value or two features that are really the same thing in disguise, change what a model can do. Reading data honestly is step 0 of machine learning. Probability and Bayes, phase 2, the laws of chance. Spam filters, medical triage, and fraud detection are built on conditional probability, the chance of one thing given another. Bayes' theorem is how a system updates its belief as evidence arrives. And as you will see in a moment, it is also where human intuition fails most reliably. Random variables and distributions, phase three. The normal distribution shows up everywhere from measurement error to the spread of model scores. Expected value is the idea behind a loss function, the average error a model is trying to push down. And behind the reward an agent tries to maximize, knowing the standard distributions is knowing the shapes your data tends to take. Inference, phase four, from sample to truth. This is the payoff. Why can a model tested on a held-out sample tell you anything about data it will see in the future? Because that sample is drawn from the same distribution as future data. So by the law of large numbers, its measured error estimates the true error, and the central limit theorem then tells you how tight that estimate is. Is Model B's higher score a real gain or noise? That is a hypothesis test. What does a confidence score or an A-B test result actually license you to claim? Confidence intervals and significance tests draw those lines. You do not need to absorb that list now. It is a promise. Every lesson here pays off in something you will recognize the next time you read about how an AI model was built or evaluated. A worked example: when 99% accurate is still wrong half the time. Nothing shows why this track matters faster than the example almost everyone gets wrong. It previews Bayes, phase two, but needs no formula, only careful counting. Imagine a screening test for a rare disease. The disease affects 1 in 100 people. The test is 99% accurate in both directions. If you have the disease, it catches it 99% of the time. If you do not, it correctly clears you 99% of the time. You test positive. How worried should you be? The intuitive answer is 99% worried. The right answer is about 50%. Walk it through with a concrete population of 10,000 people. Who actually has it? 1 in 100 of 10,000 is 100 people sick and 9,900 healthy. True positives. Of the 100 sick people, the test catches 99%, so 99 test positive correctly. False positives. Of the 9,900 healthy people, the test wrongly flags 1%, and 1% of 9,900 is 99 people who test positive but are fine. Total positives. 99, 198 people see a positive result. How many are truly sick? 99 out of 198, which is exactly one half. So a positive result on a 99% accurate test means a 50% chance of actually having the disease, not 99%. The reason is the base rate. The disease is so rare that the small slice of false positives from the huge healthy group is just as large as the true positives from the tiny sick group. The test is not bad. Your intuition is, because it ignored how rare the disease was to begin with. Diagram. Placeholder, a natural frequency grid of 10,000 people, 100 sick, 99 true positives, 1 false negative, and 9,900 healthy, 99 false positives, 9,801 true negatives, showing the 99 true versus 99 false positives that make the positive test probability only 50% bound. This is not a math class curiosity. The same trap sits under any AI classifier that hunts for something rare: fraud, a manufacturing defect, a specific disease in a scan. A model can be 99% accurate and still raise mostly false alarms, simply because the thing it looks for is uncommon. If you cannot reason about base rates, you cannot tell a useful detector from a useless one, no matter how confidently it reports its accuracy. That is the entire case for learning this material. In one example, common pitfalls: mistaking confidence for correctness. a model that says 0.99 is not 99% likely to be right. It is reporting how the pattern it learned scores this input. Whether that confidence is trustworthy is a separate question, calibration, and a confident wrong answer is still wrong. Reading a single accuracy number as the whole story, 95% accurate sounds great until you learn the thing being detected happens 5% of the time, in which case a model that always says no scores 95% and detects nothing. Base rates decide what a number means, hearing correlation and thinking cause. Two things moving together, covered in phase one, is evidence of a relationship, not proof that one drives the other. Much bad reasoning about data, human and machine, starts here. Treating the sample as the whole truth, a model knows only the data it saw. When that sample is unrepresentative, the model's confident generalizations are confidently wrong, and no amount of internal certainty fixes a biased sample. Thinking probability removes uncertainty. Probability does not make the uncertain certain, it makes the uncertainty measurable, so you can reason about it instead of guessing. What you should remember: AI systems reason in probabilities, not certainties, because they learn from a limited sample of a noisy world. Reporting a degree of belief is the honest thing to do, not a weakness. Probability runs forward, from a model of chance to expected data. Statistics runs backward, from observed data to the model behind it. AI uses both, and phase four's backward reasoning is what decides whether a system actually works. Every idea in this track resurfaces in a real system. Describing data before modeling, conditional probability and Bayes in classifiers, distributions and expected value in losses and rewards, inference in how models are evaluated and compared. The base rate example is the lesson in miniature. A 99% accurate test for a 1 in 100 disease is right only about half the time on a positive, because rarity floods the result with false positives. Accuracy without the base rate is meaningless. Statistics is not a bag of formulas. It is the discipline of not fooling yourself about uncertainty, which is exactly what you are asking an AI system to do on your behalf every time it reports a number.